Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is Hot Start.
Yes. You know, we have to talk. The adrenaline level is quite high.
I don't think we can quite live up to that intro myself, but we'll give it a shot.
Somebody was wired on caffeine.
And we are joined by Mr. Scott Johnson. I know I'm going to get that wrong. Did I get that wrong?
Bill Johnson.
See, I told you I was going to get that wrong. So you've been a pilot for how long?
I've been a pilot since high school, since the early 80s, and working on airplanes since before that with my dad. So I'm an aviation guy through and through.
He's a motorhead.
Yeah, he's a motorhead.
I like motorheads. I can relate.
Yes, we're both motorheads.
Well, my grandfather was down in Lakeland, Florida, so I've been to that show since forever I can remember. And he worked on airplanes. My dad works on airplanes. I work on airplanes. So we love airplanes.
Thank God somebody does.
Finally, somebody understands.
I just want to know if you got like a couple extras you don't really need laying around.
Boy, we have too many airplanes. We have two Fairchild 24s that we need to restore.
Nice.
We have a Culver Cadet that needs to be restored.
Okay.
We have a Waco HRE that needs to be restored.
There's a common theme here, that word.
Yeah, needs to be restored.
There are a couple flying, though. We have a Myers 200 that's flying and a V-35B Bonanza, so we can still get around.
Well, the Bonanza, that's you get style points for showing up with that.
Well, and the Bonanza has the Atlantic Aero Conversion, which is the IO-550R engine, which is the engine in the Cirrus.
Oh, we got a little bit of a hot rod now.
Oh, it goes fast. It's fast, fuel efficient. We were doing 170 knots true on 12 gallons an hour lean of peak.
Oh, go away.
And you know, you also hear what he said there, lean of peak.
Yeah.
So he's got the balanced injectors.
Is that a hot topic around here, lean or rich of peak?
These days at $4 a gallon, you better believe it.
Yeah, it's been a hot topic for a couple of years now because a lot of people were saying, you can't run your engine lean of peak. And there are people out there that saying, yes, you can.
If you've got the right setup.
As a matter of fact,
diligent.
I think AOPA magazine just had an article on lean of peak, and they were telling you what you need to be able to do that. First off, they say you need a really good engine monitor and the balanced injectors and all that other hoopla, and then you got to learn about it.
Well, you do. You need a JPI or any other good engine monitor, and if we can measure lean of peak, you can go over peak. Just get them all over peak. Get them all lean. That's the main thing. And then they run just fine. Your cylinder head temperatures come way down. I think I was running about 300 degrees cylinder heads.
That's barely warm.
Yeah, it's barely warm. Can't even cook on that.
Yeah, my Honda motor and my go-kart gets hotter than that.
Now, I guess you just got to be real, cognizant of when you start descending. Because you're going to go way lean real quick.
Well, there's a couple of techniques. Wait till it sputters and richen it up a little bit, or just go rich.
Whoa. Sputters? I don't think so. I don't like when my engine goes sputter.
Just warn your passengers ahead of time. I just go rich when I start to descend.
That's what most people do, from what I've heard, Dan.
You still save a lot of fuel, though, if you're cruising for a long number of hours. Now, where are you from, anyway?
I'm from Elkton, Kentucky. So up here from Kentucky. So anybody out there that's from Kentucky, please come over to the radio station and meet me.
Yeah. And you're running for a Senate seat.
I am running for the United States Senate in 2010. It's an open Republican primary. Our incumbent senator just withdrew from the race yesterday.
Wow.
Why?
So you're
should
in.
I not ask?
I don't think he's afraid of me. I think he just decided he's had enough. Senator Jim Bunning, he's done a great service for the state of Kentucky. He's a Hall of Fame baseball pitcher.
He was a pitcher for the Phillies.
He sure was.
I'll be doggone. Now, that's what I always wondered what happened to him. He was a sidearmer, as I recall.
Yeah, and he's been in the United States Congress and in the Senate for the past 12 years. So his term is up in 2010, and he's going to retire. And so it's an open primary in Kentucky, and I'm running.
Good.
Well, I'd vote for you, except that we live in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we live in Pennsyltucky.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. As I talk to a lot of the pilots, they ask what they can do to help, because obviously most of them can't vote. But having a pilot in the Senate could mean a lot to all of the pilots. It could mean a lot to aviation. So there's other ways to help. You can certainly send me words of encouragement, and you can get online and contribute. So there's a number of ways that they can help get a pilot into the Senate. We need pilots in the Senate. There's very few up there.
Yeah, that's true.
And as we all know with politics, there seems to be a certain amount of fertilizer that always is flying in there. I'm hoping that you're going to be able to cut through some of this.
I'm going to take a shovel with me to Washington.
I was going to recommend a bulldozer. Their Oshkosh Machines has a big snow blower on the other side.
Yeah,
of
there
the field.
You go.
We'll see that you're set up with one of those.
Well, I could use that. That would be very helpful as well. But as I talk to people around around the airport here, there's a lot of people just very upset with Washington, and they want something different than what's happening now.
Did you just wake up one morning and say, hey, I think I'll run for Senate?
You know, I got disgusted like a lot of people. It's time that just concerned citizens go to Washington. I've never run for office. I've never held office.
So you're a man who's putting your money where your mouth is.
Yep, you can complain or you can do something about it. And I'm a 10-year military guy. I've been in business 13 years and traveled around the world. And it's time for just ordinary people to go to Washington and fix this. I'm very concerned about our right to fly, user fees.
Yes, yeah, that's a hot topic again.
Again, and you know, I've been in aviation all my life, and I want aviation to be around for my son. I want this show to be here for him to come and see, because this is fantastic.
Well, Bill, there are really two hot topics regarding aviation right now. The first, of course, is user fees, but right up alongside of that is some of the TSA directives.
I think they're really getting out of control here. This whole issue about being across the border, you need to get on a computer beforehand, and that's hard to do. It's not necessary for general aviation. And a lot of the TSA folks you talk to don't understand what a little airplane is. They put you in the perspective of the big jets. And
right. Yeah.
That's why we need general aviation pilots in Washington to help put the right perspective on this and to make sure that they don't put even more burden on us so we can't fly. And related to user fees, I don't think it's a revenue generator. It's a way to control us.
Yeah.
So we need to stop that.
Well, that's one school of thought, that's for sure.
George Orwell had it right in the book 1984, Big Brother is indeed watching.
Well, there's a reason aviation flourishes in America. I've traveled extensively around the world. You don't find aviation nearly as robust as you do in America. It's very difficult to fly in Europe, as many people know, almost impossible in some countries. This is a tremendous freedom. It's the best example of freedom I can think of. I love to get in the airplane, take off, go anywhere I want to go, not talk to the government, land, and just enjoy being there. And we can't lose that. We don't want to lose that. And I'm going to do everything I can to prevent us from losing that.
Well, that sounds like a worthy cause.
I'm in.
Yep. And also the fact that the airports on themselves are under attack from local forces and pressures and development and everything else.
Yeah. Well, they really are. And, you know, the airports are important to commerce in these small towns, and a lot of people don't understand. So there's a lot of education we need to do. There's a lot of angel flights that go in and out of those airports, crop dusters, law enforcement. General aviation is important to commerce, to these small towns. That's their only gateway to the outside world in many cases, and if they want businesses to be there, they need those airports so the business executives can get into these areas.
People just don't understand the wealth of general aviation, the worth and everything. We had Patty Wagstaff in here. She and I did an off-air interview about paws and pilots. What they're doing is they're using general aviation aircraft to take animals that are going to be euthanized, and they're taking them to other states where they have adoption homes waiting for these animals.
Isn't that fabulous? And that's just one example of how general aviation helps and cares about animals. They care about kids with angel flights and corporate flights. So general aviation has been demonized, I think, by our president unfairly. They seem to think you own an airplane and you're wealthy, but a lot of the people who own these airplanes worked hard for these airplanes. They built these airplanes. They saved for years to buy these airplanes. Well, and they love flying.
Like you said, they restored these airplanes.
They restored these airplanes.
Found it somewhere where nobody else wanted it.
That's exactly right. And this is and you are correct, too. This is one of our most important and one of our most basic freedoms. It's you need to be able to travel anywhere in this country. Aeroshell team going by.
Yep.
What a beautiful sound.
My son loves the Aeroshell team. He loves that team.
They're a bunch of great guys, and if he ever gets the chance, get him into the back of a T-6. He'll love it.
Yeah, I know.
It's a great ride.
It really is.
They're looking to get one, I'm sure.
Let's see,
two Fairchild 24s? That might about equal
and
one,
and
right?
And the Waco? Yeah. Yeah, you might be. Such a deal.
We have more projects at home than we have time to work on, but we have a couple of flying airplanes anyway, so that's good.
That's good, because that enables you to enjoy this great country. And you know, in spite of all the hoopla, and I'm being kind there, down in Washington, when you're at 3,000 feet buzzing along, the country really is very, very beautiful.
Yeah, I have some friends that have just recently managed to emigrate from Iraq, mm-hmm. from Baghdad. They were part of a population that's particularly targeted. They're Christians.
Yeah. And, talk about a moving target.
Talk about an amazing story to get here.
I was interviewing a person in my current job that was going to have to go back to Pakistan if they didn't get the job, and they were terrified because knew how dangerous it is. And so I would just say, you know, let's enjoy our freedom to fly. Let's protect our freedom to fly. Don't take America for granted. Get involved in 2010, get behind a candidate, and let's take this country back from the nonsense that's currently being held by.
Well, that's a worthy cause. I wish you luck.
Well, thank you.
And
I'll be here at the radio station for a while if anybody wants to come up and talk. You can find out more on KentuckyBill.com. It's Kentucky Bill, spelled out, KentuckyBill.com.
All right.
And send me an email. I'd love to talk to you.
Okay. This is Digital Dave, and you are listening to Hot Start, and this is EAA Radio.